Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm a big Ketchup fan. I've always been.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day, presented by United Rentals, the tools and equipment you need for any job. You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Football Friday on In the Loop. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig keeping us on the air. Coming up in 20 minutes, the best days in all of sports. I think we're 2 days away from the best day in sports all season long. What say you, Loopholes? And shout out to all the Loopholes. Shout out to all the people of Houston. TGIF, no day better than Friday. If Friday's the best day, what's the worst day, J-Lo?
Tuesday.
Yes, absolutely. No doubt.
Tuesday's the worst day of the week in many ways. Tuesday has no feel.
It has no feel.
And it's you're still too far from the weekend, and you're right in the breach of like all the crap you got to get done.
And the thing about that's why they call it Hump Day, because you get over Tuesday in the hump. Like a lot of times, you're excited to go to work Monday. You want to get stuff done. You want to get it over with. You're on a high, even if you have a lot of activities to take care of. You're high on Monday, but that wears off, and then you have to
every
go to
day
work
of
Tuesday.
The week has a feel.
Yes,
except for Tuesday.
Yes, but Mondays can be one extreme or another.
Yeah, but you always have a feel. It feels like Monday.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Wednesday has a feel. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but not Tuesday. 100%
with you. I think it is absolutely
that's
going to
be
day.
The name of my band if I ever start a band.
What?
Tuesday has no feel.
Tuesday has no feel. What instrument would you play?
I'd be the lead singer.
Okay. All right, whatever.
Kind of a cross between Robert Plant and...
No idea who that is.
Yeah, you do.
Do not know. Promise.
That's some big shoes to fill, Robert Plant.
Promise, I don't know who that is.
And Lionel Richie.
Promise, I know who that is. Shout out to Nicole. She used to have a reality show.
You have
show
no idea who Robert Plant is.
I mean, I'm sure I've heard his stuff. I don't know who he is. I don't know who he's the
one
lead singer.
One of the best rock bands ever.
Okay. No idea.
You have no idea who Robert Plant is. I said yesterday was the worst day in the history of our show.
Led Zeppelin? Led
Zeppelin.
Okay. They just scream, man.
God.
They just scream.
You every, like, at least two or three times a week, you come up with something that just leads me to believe what I've said multiple times on this air. Who raised you?
My dad and stepdad love Led Zeppelin. My stepdad had all the records. My dad loved Led Zeppelin. He was a freaking hippie back in the day. But you know, I hear all these OGs tell me that the type of music I like, it all sounds the same. It all sounds the same.
No, I don't Zeppelin, say that. I
Led
don't agree
Zeppelin
with that.
Songs sound the same. Led Zeppelin songs sound the same. See, they can rock. That's good.
That's a voice right there. That's a rock and roll voice.
Sounds like he's screaming.
That's going to be me on Tuesday Has No Feel.
All right. Fade that down, Peggy. I don't need to hear that. Texans fans should be rooting for the Patriots on Sunday. I know a lot of people, a lot of loopholes, a lot of people on the DWIattorney.com text line argue with me about it. I don't even like saying it. I hate the Patriots. I absolutely despise the Patriots. I respect them, though, and they've proven me and a lot of people wrong time after time after time. And Tom Brady is one of the few athletes that has kicked Father Time in the ass. Football players don't play at this high of a level for this long of a time as Tom Brady has. However, we know the Patriots are a dynasty. We know eventually it's going to end.
Yeah.
But another thing we know is that once you get over that hump, once you get that monkey off your back, the sky is the limit, especially if you're talented. So the Patriots going and beating the Chiefs would prevent Pat Mahomes from starting something or potentially grabbing the torch from Tom Brady. We don't want the torch to be grabbed from Tom Brady, especially from a quarterback that's the exact same age as Deshaun Watson. So while it sucks, while it's terrible, while I'm throwing up and vomiting as we say it, Texans fans should be cheering for the Patriots.
Well, on the other hand, though, and we talked about that this week, earlier this week, I believe it was Wednesday, which has a feel.
Hump day.
You don't. The worst case scenario for Patrick Mahomes is he becomes Dan Marino. Literally step by step, gets to the Super Bowl in his second season. Everybody knows this guy is a Hall of Famer in waiting, becomes a Hall of Famer, but never gets to another Super Bowl. There are a couple of slight differences, depending on what you feel about Andy Reid. Marino had a Hall of Fame coach at the beginning of his career.
Don Shula.
In Don Shula. Had some terrific receivers, like burners.
Duper and Clayton.
Yep, burners in receivers. But their defense just fell apart, and they always got beat. I want to say, who was the big? Steelers, I guess, was one
Bills
of the
teams. Bills, too.
Steelers and Bills.
Steelers and Bills were the two teams. But this is the other thing.
So who's going to be the Bills and Steelers to the Chiefs?
And he lost. I mean, and he Dolphins. Lost early. And a lot of people just thought it was in his head sometimes, like because he wasn't able to get over that hump. But once you get over that hump.
But people at the time were predicting, this guy's going to win 3 or 4 Super Bowls.
Exactly. He didn't.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't want Pat Mahomes to have that Super Bowl confidence, that Super Bowl swag, if you will, even though. Patriots, I just hate them, but it is what it is. Championship Sunday, the other game besides the Chiefs and Patriots, Rams, Saints. Last time these two teams played, the Saints won by 10. Michael Thomas, 213 yards receiving. Jared Goff had an okay game, but he was struggling a little bit. Goff says this is just another game.
Yeah, I feel the same. You know, just going to approach it like any other game. You know, obviously there's a lot on the line going to the Super Bowl and everything like that, but got to approach it the same way and got to treat every game the same way and throughout the week be the same guy and prepare the same way you have. You know, I think I rely on a lot of the successes I've had and understand that, you know, I didn't do that on accident. It's part of my process and part of what I do routinely.
That's not true. This is not just any other game.
Yeah,
I know
it
sounds good and it sounds good to say, but this isn't any other game. You're not preparing for this just like any other game. This is going to the Super Bowl. This is the biggest game of Jared Goff's career.
And it's a revenge game.
Exactly.
I mean, maybe the best, one of the best, if not that Thursday night game, but one of the best games of the year.
Yeah, this is not any other
Saints
game.
Saints and Rams. You did bring up a really good point that I hadn't thought about earlier. Jared Goff,
Thanks, sir.
He's being forgotten.
He's slept on.
He's being forgotten in this, and for good reason. It's not like it's unfair, you know, because Mahomes is the MVP, and then you got freaking Tom Brady.
And Drew Brees.
And Drew Brees. So it's not like, you know, it's being unfair, like, you know, he's going to put this fake chip on his shoulder. But people are forgetting, or not talking about, if you will, you know, Jared Goff. The season that he had was ridiculous.
The last two seasons, he's been one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And, I a lot of times we say this, and sometimes it's just kind of just hot air, but who has the most pressure, who has nothing to lose? I think Jared Goff's one of those guys that really has nothing to lose. And as little pressure as a hopeful franchise quarterback could have going into this situation, I think Jared Goff has that. The star of his team is his coach. The star of his team is his coach.
Even though it's really him,
the quarterback is always the most important.
As far as perception, it's the boy wonder, you know. But look at this: 13-3 record. We all know that. 65% completion, 47, just under 4,700 yards, 32 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. Those are MVP numbers, you know. And you're right. I hadn't really talked about him that much, but. He's right there with all of them.
Yeah, he's got to go toe-to-toe with Drew Brees, and it's going to be interesting to see. Speaking of Drew Brees, do you know who Drew Brees' mentor was when he first came into the league? Can you guess?
I deliberately did not look. It's right here, but I'm not looking at who you mentioned. Because did you mention him on the rundown here?
Didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not looking. I was trying to think of who the quarterback was when he got drafted in San Diego. Is that him? Am I getting close?
Yeah.
I can't remember who it is.
It's a guy who we seem to always interview on Radio Row. I'd say he's kind of a little bit cheesy, but he was a good player nonetheless. This is Drew Brees on who his mentor was and who taught him everything he knew when he came into the league.
I had an incredible mentor in Doug Flutie in San Diego who, you know, I remember one of my first conversations with him was, you know, at some point you and I are going to be competing against each other for the starting job, right? You know, they drafted you in the second round and You know, I think Doug was 39 at the time, you know, and yet still playing at such a high level. But I learned so much from him. And he was such a competitor, in my opinion, still one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play professional football at a ton of different levels, right? SFL, CFL, NFL, you name it. Never got the respect he deserved.
No respect guy. Doug Flutie is one of the great stories in football. I mean, he had to go to Canada, like Warren Moon, prove himself, comes back.
Slept on in Chicago.
Slept on in Chicago, plays at a real high level. I mean, not a Hall of Fame quarterback, but he got the job done everywhere he went.
He would be a Hall of Fame quarterback if they did it like basketball, where it wasn't just the NFL.
It was just football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, if it was just a football Hall of Fame, Doug Flutie would be in their first ballot.
Right.
I mean, no questions asked, but Doug Flutie, Drew Brees' mentor, Andy Reid. He has high praise for the guy on the other side of the sidelines wearing the hoodie.
I mean, they're a heck of a team, so I don't get caught up in all that. I mean, I mentioned this before. I mean, you talk about a dynasty, if there's such a thing in the National Football League, they've been that. So, heck, I don't have anything. I think I'm friends with the head coach, so I think the world of him. I think he's a great coach. So he's done a phenomenal job of keeping that thing together and so on. But we're getting ready to get their best. Whatever, you know, their best shot.
What do you think Andy Reid ate for lunch today?
Oh, okay. Today's Friday. Kind of a lighter day, even though it's the postseason.
A lighter day? But like what, a large pizza and a 12-piece wing?
In terms of his obligations in the building. I know they're going to burn a lot of midnight oil, but the team is going to be a lighter practice. You know what I mean? He's going to probably be in a meeting room and be able to order in. He's probably going to Uber Eats. Right? Going to bring in like a big giant spread for him and his coaches. So I'm going to go with, I think he's not going to do the barbecue thing. That's kind of a cliche. He gets it all the time.
Probably gets tired of it.
I think he's going to go home style. I think he's going to order in a big old spread of meatloaf, mashed potatoes, gravy, bread, green beans, and apple pie. That's his light day. He's not fat. Well, I mean, he's big. I didn't know you added that one, Figgy. That's good.
It's John
I didn't even
Lopez.
Know. Yeah, that worked out perfectly.
It's Lopez fat shaming our workers.
I did
workers.
Not. I said he's not fat.
I think he probably needed something quick. Mm-hmm. So I would say that.
I just told you what he got.
That's
his quick meal.
That's a lot, though. That's a lot.
Meatloaf,
you got to pile that on.
Gravy, green beans.
I think he got
probably apple pie. No, he's probably going to go with a meringue. Probably like a lemon meringue pie.
I think he ordered two large supreme pizzas. And two 12-piece orders of wings, one with honey barbecue sauce, mm-hmm. and one with hot sauce, and then whatever everyone
That's
else
what
wanted.
You would order.
And then whatever everyone else
That's
wanted.
That's what you would order.
Whatever
with,
everyone
with
else
ranch
wanted.
Ranch dressing?
You know damn well he dips his pizza in ranch.
No, I know. You're
you
right.
Know damn
you're right. A lot
well,
of people do that.
He might
put
use
ranch
that,
on steaks.
That Papa John's garlic sauce, is there anything more fat than that?
Oh, my gosh. Tell you what, I go to Chick-fil-A 2-3 times a week. But that Chick-fil-A sauce got some calories now.
Yeah, but have you ever seen that Papa John's butter sauce that comes with?
I'm not a Papa John's guy.
Bro.
I'm not.
Bro, let's not get political, okay?
It's
just stick
not
to
about
sports.
Politics.
Stick to sports,
it's
okay?
About pizza.
Papa John's has stepped their game up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you this. When you order a Papa John's pizza, they put some butter sauce in that pizza. A lot of people swear by it. I do a lot of fat ass things. Yeah, I dip my steak in ranch.
Yeah.
I dip a lot of stuff in ranch. I'll mix a lot of stuff. But that butter sauce from Papa John's.
That's the next level?
Too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
Too
but
much
it's a
for
polarizing,
you?
Bro, I'm not dipping in straight butter. They call it garlic sauce. It's straight butter. You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
Figgy?
Yeah.
You like it, don't
it's
you?
It's pretty good, but.
Come on,
yeah.
Man. I'm telling you, man, it is. It will make you absolutely sick.
But I do lobster and butter. That's good.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now you're just canceling out half our demo. now you're just letting us know you want to you got
people
some
who matter.
For breakfast?
People who matter know what I'm talking about.
Okay, Mike Meltzer. Pat Mahomes says the weather does not matter on Sunday against the Patriots.
I think the weather doesn't make any difference in how these fans are going to come out this weekend, honestly. I mean, I know this stadium's going to be rocking, and I know these fans are going to enjoy this as much as we are, trying to go out there and win the AFC and bring that Lamar Hunt trophy back.
Steven from San Marcos says that Andy Reid ate a half chicken from KFC with two large sides, mashed potatoes and macaroni. I like where his head's at with the sides and four biscuits.
Oh, those biscuits, man! Like from
KFC. You dip those in the mashed potatoes and gravy. If you really want to know what's popping.
KFC and Popeye's got some biscuits.
Nah, but you know what's underrated?
What's that?
Chicken Express. There's not a lot of them. Chicken Express is underrated. Mm-hmm. Get that Serendipity sauce on there too. You'll be very, very happy. You've had that, right, Figgy? Have you had Chicken Express?
No, I never had it.
You come on now. Why are you doing that, my man?
Come on, dude. All right, I hit him with the RC. Pat Mahomes says the weather doesn't matter. Do you believe him? He's a Texas. He's from Texas.
Nah, but played in Lubbock. Gets real cold there, as you well
know.
Not this cold. Although, I just looked at the temperature because I was retweeting.
It's going up.
Our bet.
It's in the teens, bro.
The coldest days are going to be Saturday, not Sunday. It'll be in the low 20s probably on Sunday, which, you know, you can deal with that. I mean, I wouldn't, but you can. I don't think it's going to matter. I really don't. I think it's going to affect the game for both teams. Somebody might slip, and it might be a key moment. But it's not going to determine who wins the game in terms of, like, the better team.
Julian Edelman put out some merchandise basically saying that the Patriots were the underdog. I think it was hashtag bet against us. Tom Brady's apparently dyslexic because he thinks that being a three-point underdog means that you're a three-touchdown underdog, or he just doesn't know how to read betting lines. This is Tom Brady on being the underdog against the Kansas City Chiefs.
You guys are three-point underdogs going into this game. It's the first time the Patriots have been an underdog with you at quarterback in 3 or 4 years now. Just how does that feel, being the underdog going into this one?
Doesn't change much for us, but it just, you know, shows you kind of what, you know, people would think about, you know, what our chances are. That's about it.
Can they quit? Like, they
can't.
I guess it kills you, but can they quit?
They can't. They know.
It's like the supermodel that goes around telling people she's fat. Mm-hmm. Like it's like the girl that just gets off the Victoria's Secret runway has a perfect body and everything like that, all curves in all the right places, got the abs and everything, and then you go out to eat with her and all she's doing is talking about how fat she is. The Patriots need to cut this out. It's absolutely annoying how much they try to play this up. I thought they would be more than a 3-point underdog. Honestly, they're only a 3-point underdog going into Kansas City.
I think you're right. I think they're only a 3.5-point underdog because they're the Patriots. And keep in mind, a lot more money bet on the Patriots week to week than the Chiefs, just in general. More fans, which are the stupid bettors. You know, I'm going to bet on my team without really, like, handicapping it. The Patriots are just big money. They're a brand team.
It's like the Cowboys. Like, the Cowboys probably – if
they always manipulate
people
the spread.
Bet. Yeah, and people bet on them, so they make the spread a little bit different. 9812 on the DWIAttorney.com text line says that Chicken Express major suck. Couldn't disagree more, but it's your taste buds. I think Chicken Express is absolutely delicious, especially you get that number two with the 7 tenders, mashed potatoes, gravy. Get the sweet tea if you want it, but if not, you can replace the tea with the side, and the drinks are less than $1, so you can actually manipulate the menu a little bit. For those people that might be interested in that kind of thing, I recommend the jalapeno poppers, too, dipped in ranch.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. You don't dip your jalapeno poppers in ranch? Come on, bro.
I don't think I do.
Come on, bro.
I don't think I do.
Come on, bro.
Because it's got cheese in it already.
Come on, bro. Doesn't matter. I mean, it's not a health thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not eating at Chicken Express because I'm trying to watch my figure, but I am on that Chick-fil-A diet right now. Day one.
How did it go yesterday?
Oh, that salad was delicious. Yeah, low-fat dressing, you know, you just got to get through it, but it was good. Today, I think I'm going to go with the grilled nuggets. 1946 says Texas Burger is better than Whataburger. I don't even know what Texas Burger is.
Which one? At the Whataburger?
It says Texas Burger is better than Whataburger. I don't know what Texas Burger is.
I'm sure I've seen it. If it's here.
Never even heard of that. 6898 asking Cane's or Zaxby's. Never had Zaxby's, so I go with the Cane's.
Zaxby's is good. I've had Zaxby's.
I go with the Cane's. Gotta go with the Cane's.
Is Texas Burger the one from Dairy Queen? Maybe that's what it is.
No idea. I like Dairy Queen, though. Dairy Queen goes hard, especially if you add that blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, the best day in sports, 2 days away. What do you think the best days are? We'll revisit that on the back end of In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.